from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We've got Browns training camp starting this week. Of course, we've got so much to talk about. Will Amari Cooper report? All that stuff. We got a historic extension for Evan Mobley. That makes two max-level contracts doled out by the Cavaliers and accepted by actually really good NBA players in 1 month's time. So we got that going on. Kobe Altman still asleep. I don't even know Kobe. Did somebody wake Kobe when they signed Evan? Or are we just going to wait till he naturally ends hibernation and adds to the Cavs, you know, roster, maybe championship chances? We'll see. We'll see where Kobe's at. Sorry, Kobe, you caught a stray there. But seriously, wake up and like make a trade or something. Now, you don't have to be one of the core four. Just do something. Other than sign somebody to an extension, let's get it going. But I thought it was interesting watching the Guardians this weekend and watching Twitter watch the Guardians this weekend. And I will profess, I didn't enjoy those last two games anymore. We got the Harry Doyle one damn hit gif sent out after seven innings on Saturday. And then yesterday, I didn't even bother sending out any sort of gifage because it was just no hit city across the board. So it wasn't a great weekend for the Guardians. And I actually will say that I think if you are starting to panic after yesterday, I totally get it. I really do. I think now is the time where, now that we're about 100 games in with roughly 62, 63, 64 games to go, now is the time where we can start having opinions and start making concrete judgments. And I think it's interesting because we're going to have a friend from Detroit on coming up at 2:40, our sister station up there. I think they're in panic mode as well, and they're in a lot worse situation than the Gardos are. But Stephen Vogt, after yesterday's debacle, Michael King to hit the Guardians, he started talking about the concern, whether there is concern with the offense, and here's what Skip had to say.
I mean, I think we're going fine. I mean, it's two games in a row. We faced two really good starting pitchers. We scored seven runs a couple days ago, and so for me, it's keep doing what we do. Take care of the little things. You know, we didn't take care of some little things, but I don't think we're in a funk. I think we had two very good pitchers shut us down the last 2 days.
So I actually don't think Stephen Vogt is all that wrong. If we just go to this weekend, you scored seven runs on Friday. And honestly, Cease and Michael King are two frontline starting pitchers. Now, if you already came in concerned about the offense, which the Guardians should have been, then that kind of falls on deaf ears there, what Stephen Vogt had to say. But you know what I was actually reminded of when I heard Stephen Vogt say this? because I heard everything that everybody said over the first 2 hours or the first two shows of this beautiful Monday here in Cleveland, Ohio. And it was, what the hell is Stephen Vogt talking about, that there's no concern about the offense? And it reminded me of something we talked about last week. And I think it confirms what we talked about last week. For a very long time, Terry Francona was a meat shield for the Guardians, meaning that you might be able to get one by him and hurl something at the front office, and it's going to stick. Certainly, everything. There's a reason why the Dolan conversations at this point are basically cliche conversations. There's no new furtive ground. You either think they're cheap, you either think they are the worst owners, or you're just kind of about it. Or maybe you have a bigger picture view on the economical situation in baseball and still think the Dolans could do better. But when it came to in-game decisions, when it came to the highs and lows of a baseball season, nothing really hit Tito. Tito was just kind of this giant shield that protected the players, that protected himself, his coaches, that protected fans from our own emotions of the ups and downs of the season. And now that the Guardians, and it started with the last 18 games of the first half, and now bled over this weekend, not only was nobody buying what Stephen Vogt was selling, that all is fine, all is well, the sky is not falling. Not only were most people not buying that, but people were annoyed at Stephen Vogt for having that opinion. And I'll be honest with you, if Terry Francona was still the manager and had the same opinion, most of us probably would just give the guy a pass and go, well, he's just kind of protecting his guys. He's kind of just doing the thing. Right? Like, that's what you're supposed to say. And yet, we'd be right. Like, what is Stephen Vogt supposed to say? Oh, yeah, my hair's on fire. Oh, yep, we could not hit the broad side of a barn right now. I'm somewhere in between on this one, where if you're finally waking up, and even though I think the Guardians are still 5 games up off the Twins for second place in the AL Central, that's a healthier lead than we went into the weekend with, even if we look at it from that perspective. This last weekend was supposed to be the temperature reset for the Guardians. And if you had won 2 of 3, or if you had swept the series, I think everybody that had takes about the Guardians are in a landslide, this is not great, what are we doing over those last 18 games, I think we all would have brought the temperature down by about 37 degrees. The opposite happened. They lost 2 of 3 to a team that is, sure, talented. Most teams in baseball, not named the White Sox or Rockies or A's, are talented, but a team that you probably should have taken 2 of 3 from. So I empathize with Stephen Vogt that you did just get a... I mean, they were able to... The Padres were able to reset their rotation and send their two best starters against you on the 2 of the 3 big days of the week, Saturday and Sunday. At the same point, you needed to take 2 of 3. At the same point, until the Guardians start winning a series or getting a sweep, and they got another great opportunity against the Tigers in what is a pivotal, pivotal matchup for both organizations, right? The Guardians need to undo the series loss that they had to the Tigers before the All-Star break. And if the Tigers win this series or sweep the Guardians, the Tigers are all of a sudden in this division, and the Tigers are all of a sudden going from sellers to buyers. So this is, I know we like to disqualify everything in baseball and explain it away and be cynical about it. This is a significant series starting with the Tigers up next for the Guardians, as significant for both teams as it possibly can be. And yet at the same point, they're still 20 games above 500. So I promise you, I'm not trying to start. I've already said I'm not in the best mood. All right. I promise you, I'm not trying to decrease my already not great mood by then being in the middle on this and being Switzerland. But I'll go with, what is Stephen Vogt supposed to say? Anything other than, I'm not concerned about my offense, is going to probably not play well in the clubhouse. And it is one series. So this series matters. You could have brought down the temperature 37 degrees, but you still have an opportunity against Detroit. And After that is kind of where the rubber meets the road. I think that's where we are with the Guardians. I think last week when we talked about our Guardians concernometer, I probably said it, I want to say at a 3 or 4. So if I was at a 3, I'm probably at a 4 today. If I was at a 4, I'm probably not moving off a 4 just yet. But like a loss tonight to Scooble probably can be the thing that has me a little nervous. So we're there. We are at the stretch run. We are approaching the trade deadline. And it is another nice reminder that Stephen Vogt, if this thing doesn't go the way we hoped it would, the way the first 78 games suggested it might, Stephen Vogt is going to take a butt ton of criticism for Guardians fans in a way that Terry Francona, because the man walked in here with 2 World Series rings, was never going to have to. The good news is, when you win, Stephen Vogt gets a hell of a lot of the credit. When you lose, Stephen Vogt, and by proxy, the locker room, is going to take a lot more heat. 216-474-0092. Are you officially panicking with the Guardians? And it's okay if you are. What, like 2 weeks ago, I cut it off at the pass. I said, no, we're not doing that yet. Let's scoreboard watch. Let's see how the Twins are playing. Let's see how the Royals and Tigers are playing. But we're not doing the panicking yet. I think it's okay if you have a little bit of panic. I'm not there with you, but I get it after this weekend, and I certainly will get it if you can't take at least a split from the Tigers, if not 3 of 4, if not 4 of 4 from the Tigers this week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.